Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thousands of volleyball players and fans will gather in Providence this weekend for a street ball tournament. It's a summer tradition in parts of the Chinese American community. The 77th North American Chinese Invitational is drawing teams from the U.S. and Canada to play nine-man. It's a version of volleyball that originated in Asia and became popular among Chinese immigrant laborers in the U.S. in the 1930s. WBUR's Amy Moon has our story.
Bobby Goon is a dentist in Brookline, but in local nine-man volleyball, he's an elder statesman. He's the head coach of the Boston Knights, a club that formed more than 60 years ago in Boston's Chinatown. Goon joined the Knights as a teen.
I made it in 1971, 72. I played until I went to dental school, and then I had to take a hiatus for a while because my mother said the education was a little bit more important than volleyball.
Goon is also one of the organizers of this weekend's Labor Day event, the pinnacle of the nine-man season. On a Saturday in late July, more than 40 teams representing clubs from Boston and New York met for one of several regional competitions that lead up to the North American tournament. The setting was a parking lot in Everett.
We're outside. We're not in a controlled indoor environment where it's air conditioned and you got nice floors. As you can see, the ground is asphalt.
While some players warmed up, others were tying nets to street lamps and sticking bright yellow tape over parking spaces to create about a dozen courts. The scrappy setup harkened back to Boston during the Great Depression, when immigrants from Toisan, China, played volleyball in the alleys behind the laundries where they worked. They strung makeshift nets and used rolled-up towels as volleyballs. Goon says the unpredictability of playing on the streets adds drama that's still part of nine-man's appeal today.
A truck just ran over a Jersey barrier on the edge there. That's Chinese style. Just back it up and go away. All right, that's nine-man culture right there.
Nine-man's differences from international volleyball only start with three extra players on each side. The courts are also bigger, the net is lower, and the players don't rotate. This allows a more aggressive and chaotic style of play. Teams can deploy as many as five or six attackers at a time and confuse defenders at the net with quick, deceptive moves. 18-year-old Brandon Ho plays for the Boston Rising Tide.
It's definitely faster paced, different positioning, different footwork, and just like watching the game itself is completely different than sixes.
There's no record of when nine-man was first played in the U.S., but the Chinese Historical Society of New England says the game gained a foothold among East Coast Chinese immigrants in the 1930s. Filmmaker Ursula Liang directed an award-winning 2014 documentary about nine-man and its roots in Chinatown.
This was a community that was facing a lot of legislated discrimination in the U.S.
Because of laws restricting immigration, the Chinese population in the U.S. was mostly male, living in isolated communities and limited to jobs that were considered feminine, like cooking or doing laundry. Liang says nine-man offered an escape from the stresses of everyday life and the harsh working conditions. As more teams formed, clubs began traveling once a year to play and connect with Chinese immigrants in neighboring cities. The Labor Day tournament was launched in 1944.
This game in the beginning was one of those things that really saved them emotionally. It was a way for them to let off steam, a way for them to have community, and still feel like they had some sort of manhood.
To this day, women do not play nine-man. Some of the clubs have added women's teams that use six players and follow international rules. But for men and women, nine-man has specific ethnicity requirements. In 1991, the North American Chinese Volleyball Association introduced a rule that two-thirds of the players on the court must be, quote, 100% Chinese, and the remaining players have to be of Asian descent.
It was at a time when people think that Asian Americans have advanced to a certain place in this world and assimilated in America. But there was a sense of insecurity, if you will, that made folks feel like this is something that we want to hold on to and we still need a protected space.
The rules can cause some headaches. Teams may be required to prove they have a legal lineup to tournament officials. Coaches have to consider a player's ethnicity when making substitutions. And forged birth certificates have become part of nine-man urban legend. But the rules have created an environment that many players embrace.
Hi, I'm Matt Mock. I'm 100% Chinese, and I play on the Boston Hurricanes.
Mock was introduced to Nine Man by his father. This is his sixth season.
I grew up in Needham, Massachusetts. It's mostly very suburban, a lot of white people. I grew up not really having much friends and feeling, you know, like an outsider. So coming here over the summer and, you know, just being able to be around people that are the same race as me is really good for me.
And some multiracial and non-Chinese Asian families say Nine Man helps them connect to broader Asian American history and culture. Martha Wu of Wellesley says her son started playing Nine Man this year.
My husband is Caucasian, so my kids are half and half, so it's really important for us to get as much of the Asian culture as we can into their lives, simply because it's not 100% of our household.
There are currently no plans to change the eligibility rules, but tournament organizer Bobby Goon says Nine Man, like other American traditions, will continue to evolve.
At 77 years on this tournament, we're older than the National Basketball Association. You look at the NBA, look at Nine Man, there's going to be changes.
There is one major change this year. With more than 2,500 players on 135 teams expected, the Labor Day tournament has become too big for Boston's Chinatown. So it's headed to Providence, where it will take place indoors in the relative comfort of the Rhode Island Convention Center. Players from across North America will compete for a year's worth of bragging rights and the chance to be the pride of their city's Chinatown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amy Moon.